He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Tuesday, March 10th. This week, the Texans have been very active in the community. On Monday, defensive tackle Delwan Robinson visited Stephen F. Austin High School as part of the Play It Smart program. Play It Smart is a program instituted by the NFL to help high school students get into college. Robinson talked to the football team at Stephen F. Austin about the importance of staying in school, maintaining grades, and working hard in college. Delwan also shared with him his unique story. Robinson was one of the most highly recruited players out of high school, but he suffered a congestive heart problem and had to undergo open heart surgery. The defensive tackle has been able to work through his trials and tribulations, succeeded at Mississippi State, and then made it onto the Texans as an undrafted free agent. In his first year with the Texans, he spent most of his time on the practice squad. But last year, Robinson earned his stripes. He had three starts for an injured Amobi Okoye, and he registered 28 tackles and a forced fumble. I talked to Robinson after the event, and he discussed his message to the kids. Well, Delwan, what was the message that you wanted to give these kids? What did you want them leaving and knowing from you today?
Well, you just don't have to be a football player. You can be a student athlete, and you can make it. But you have to put the work in. Simple.
We shared with them a lot of stories about your own personal life, and those stories, I think, really impacted them. You know, what were you thinking that you could draw out of your own self to help them?
That I can draw my own self? That you can do it, because I've been through the trials and tribulations, and I've been through the fire, and you still can make it, you know, because every day I get a chance to do what I love to do, but it didn't come easy. And every situation that I overcame, I can share it with people, and hey, I'm doing it.
A lot of people forget that to play in the NFL, first you have to go to school and you have to stay in school. I mean, you talk to them about that, which is so important.
Oh, you know, without school or college or anything, you can't become a pro. And but the most important thing is you have to be a student athlete just to have a chance at that goal.
Also, being in the NFL isn't easy. I mean, you guys have to go in to meetings very early in the morning. You have a lot of plays to learn. I mean, that's something that people don't realize also.
Well, especially it's not easy when you attempt like me. So, you know, it's the National Football League. If it was easy, everybody in America would be doing it. They couldn't build enough football fields. But you have to be disciplined, able to learn information, then go out and do it. And it's so simple. It's the pros. You know, you had to be able to get the job done.
Well, your big message is it's hard to be a temp. You know, you got to put in the work when you're a temporary player. You've been on the practice squad. Why, you know, why do you think these young players need to learn that message?
Because it's only temporary, and especially in this business. And when you get that opportunity, you have to take advantage of it. And knowing that it could end at any moment, you know, you got to seize the moment. And, you know, you got to put the work in. And that's why, you know, it's hard for a temp, because it's temporary. And you didn't have a chance to be the number one draft pick or, you know, get traded for millions of dollars or whatever. So you have to do what you have to do to just try to compete and just try to make it.
Well, you've been making it so far with the Texans, but like you said, you know, that can be taken away. But what you can always have then is your education, right?
Oh, no doubt. You know, football is going to end one day, and you have to have something to fall back on. And I realize that in this business, you're going to have something to fall back on. And if you don't have education, what do you have? Especially in today's time and the way people can't get jobs, I can give myself a leg up on somebody if I have education. So education is the key to it.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time.